have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week is a doozy. It's a doozy. Why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're allowing the teachers at these schools put your kids in front of ice and get beat up, and the kids don't even know what's going on. And you're taking your kids to school right now so the administration and the politician can use them for destruction. Or you're just making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It all depends on where you are in the world. Or you just work out. You can podcast the show, but you can also listen to it on your phone while you're moving about. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. You can listen on your phone, you can podcast, but you can be listening by calling it 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. What the? It's amazing. It's also amazing that every Wednesday, the third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. And the first 2 hours of the show is because we love the blacks. Black excellence. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. amazing. It's a spiritual battle. I saw a report this morning. I didn't see the entire report, so I may not be quoting it exact. And so I apologize. I happened to just hear it as I was passing by. And is that there are more and more Z's, young Z people, and I guess some millennials are starting to return to religion. And especially with young people, and they said that, and young men especially, they said that something like the reason that young Z's had turned away from it, religion, is because this secular socialist idea have been pushed on them so much, and the idea of God being taken away that they just kind of didn't want anything to do with it. And so now they're starting to come back to religion. And that, let's see, they said young men, Z's, and millennials, at least some millennials, and I think some educated people are returning to religion because religion had been moved away. And I wonder, that's interesting. And I thought about it. I wonder, but I thought that was interesting. That's all I want to say about it right now. It's interesting. And so what I want you to know right now is that you never, ever, ever, never, ever, 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 but never, and you can bank on this. You can take it or leave it. I'm fine with it either way. But you never, ever, 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 but never, but do what you want. You can become as religious as you want. You can lift up holy hands. You can read the Bible and quote the scriptures until the cows come home. You can beg God. You can read about the blood. You can worship Mama Mary and all of the other images on the walls. You can whatever. You can praise Jesus. You can even go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe that he died on the cross and rose again, and now you're saved. You can believe all that. But the one thing I promise you, you will never, ever, 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 but never be free and have perfect peace until there's no you. When there's no longer an I feel bad. I feel sad. I feel happy. I feel hurt. I feel discriminated against. I feel that you did this to me or that to me. This or that happened to me. I'm a victim. I feel sad I lost my wife. I feel sad I lost my husband. I feel sad I lost my dog. I feel sad I lost my cat or my friends or my reputation or my job or my anything. As long I feel miserable, whatever you, as long as there is an I, you're never going to be free. You can get religion and be a part of a wave in a religion group, looking up to the sky, acting like you're looking at Jesus, somebody up there, and crying. You will never be free until there is no I anymore. When there's no I or me, all of your tears, all of your sadness, all of your illusion of a past or a future, all of your illusion of separation, all of everything, until there's no I, you're going to suffer with that. When there's no I or me or past or future, when there's no more time, when time doesn't exist, you shall be free. When you stop complaining and pretending that you are a victim, you shall be free, but it's not going to happen any other way. It's not going to happen. Do what you want with it. If you stay with it, that's fine with me. But for those men who are free and women who are working on yourself, who want to be free of the me self or the I self or the victimhood self, you can have it. But those who don't want it, you want to be a victim, you want to stay in the I role, stay in that role and suffer. That's on you. But those who endure to the end shall be free. Not may be free, but shall be free right here on earth. And you will live from within. And all of your tears, all of your sadness, all that you will be wiped away, all of your worries. You can have a bunch of friends and be happy, or zero friends and be happy. You can be invited and be happy, or not invited and be happy. Your husband or your wife can be with you and be happy, or not be with you and be happy. Okay, bye, honey. You can go. It will not affect you one iota. As the word said, and in the word, I beseech you, brother, something like that, to present your body a living sacrifice. How does it go, Hank?
You have it pretty well. I can look it up if you give me a second.
To present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You ain't presenting your body a living sacrifice if you believe that you exist. If you believe that you're a victim, you read the word, or maybe you don't. You may read the Quran. You may read the Jewish Bible. You may read the Catholic Bible. You may read the Mormon Bible. Whatever Bible you may be reading, that's not presenting your body a living sacrifice. And it's not being holy and acceptable unto God. But when I disappear, when no longer me appear is here in your mind, you will present your body a living sacrifice. And it will be amazing. It will be amazing. I beseech, Romans 12:1. It's not Bible thumping theory, but I'm just saying. I was thinking about this morning. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Isn't that deep? But you're not presenting your body a living sacrifice when you cry. What in the world? How that presenting your body? You up there crying. Why are you crying? Oh, I lost somebody. I lost something. I lost this or I lost that. And you know you're lying, right, when you're crying. But I'm telling you, folks, you can do what you want, though. Until you no longer exist in your own mind, you will never be free. You will always be a victim, and you will never know God. You can hang it up. You can know about him. You read about him. You can talk about him. You'll brag about him. You'll cry about him. But you won't know him or his son. But do what you want. But for those men and women, you're going to leave the basement this year. You're going to leave the first floor. And you're going all the way up to at least the 30th floor. Hopefully we can get you up to the 100th floor. Because 99 and a half won't do. You got to do 100. You got to go all the way up to Calvary in order to reach the glory of the coming of the Lord. It's all like Martin Luther King. The glory of the coming of the Lord. Or you can stay on the bottom floor and just read the Bible and quote the scriptures and feel a momentary feeling of feel good, and then you're back in your anger. You know, so speaking of anger, it's so amazing to me that, and I understand it, because I was angry at one time, so I do understand it, that people literally believe that anger is their protection, that they will not be able to deal with the issues in life unless they had their anger. I hear it all the time, not just from one, but they literally believe that anger is a self-defense. Anger is an animal, human emotions. Emotion, resentment, same thing, that is very dangerous. And if you really, really look around, pay attention to your own life, in your whole life, nothing good has ever come from resentment or anger or judgment. But you still think it's good because you get a thrill from it. And because you get a thrill from being angry, you think, oh, this is a natural human emotion. It just feels good to be angry. It feels good to blame the white man. It feels good to blame the black man. It feels good to blame the wife or the husband or some outer situation. That's because you don't know your enemy is within. Your enemy is not without. Your enemy is not without. Your enemy is within. But you call your within enemy your friend. These are my thoughts. These are my feelings. These are my friends. My enemy told me you were thinking that. My enemy, my friends, you call your enemy your friend, told me to do that. But anyway, just a little FYI. The moment when I disappear, meaning the false you, you shall be free. And it's going to be amazing. You're going to be free without words. You're going to be free without thinking that you're free. Because if you're thinking you're free, you're not free. You're jealous. You're envious. You're strife. And you're revengeful. And you're lost. 888-7753-773. I want to give you a quick example of an enemy within. And this example I'm about to give you is in every human being on the planet until you overcome it, or him or them. When mothers turn children away from their fathers, this same enemy is doing that. What I'm about to show you to happen with this person, the same enemy is doing it to you. It's not you turning the children away from the father, it's your enemy that you call your friend, the devil, evil spirits that made a home in you. Ain't no way a mother of God, a daughter of God, would turn the children away from the father, in return turning them away from God. You know you have your father, the devil, whatever race you are, or rich or poor, how educated or not. Newsbreak is reporting. Listen to this. A 13-year-old boy who was enjoying an evening on a Florida broadwalk during his family vacation, had his throat slashed at a random attack that nearly killed him. Watch this from Fox 35.
Yeah, the 13-year-old says he was just trying to walk back to his hotel Saturday night. The suspect came out of nowhere and slashed the teen's throat.
As soon as we realized what happened, I could see his neck gashed wide open. I could see all the way down to the meat.
13-year-old Sullivan Clark was on his phone walking with his parents near the slingshot ride when police say Jermaine Long walked up and slashed his throat. His mom, Lori, initially thought it was a robbery.
I thought he was stealing Sully's phone. As soon as he slashed him, I yelled. I said, hey.
Sullivan's father, Jared, says the sight was something he can never unsee.
The doctor told him 1 millimeter deep, and we'd be having a different conversation.
Sullivan says a split-second glance at a boardwalk ride is likely the only reason he survived.
The crazy thing is, I turned at the perfect time. So I was on the phone, and I happened to be looking up at, like, the slingshot, and I turned. And that's how he got the side of my neck and not right here.
Police say they found Long hiding near the overpass on the pier and arrested him.
Amazing, huh? This same spirit that told us a black guy, whether true or not, I don't know, to do that. It's the same spirit that tell you your boss want to fire you. Or the same spirit that tell you, I hate the children's father. I'm going to take the children away from him and make him pay. I'm going to cry in the courtroom and act like he was so bad. The same spirit that tell you, you need to be emotional. You need to be angry. You need to be revengeful. You need to be gossipy. You need this. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that tell you, I love her, and tell her, I love him. And then when you get together, you fight. Same spirit is no different. Situation different, but the same spirit that you call friend bring on the same destruction. It's the same spirit that tells you to read the Bible and quote the scriptures and believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again and you're saved. It's the same spirit. The same spirit that tells you to worship Mother Mary, pray to Mother Mary. What are you praying for Mama Mary for? Jesus ain't never prayed to Mary. What's up? And that was his mama. It's the same spirit that tell you, they looking at me. They judging me. They talking about me. When there's no I, when there's no you, these things will end. There will be no more. And you will be whole. And you'll be one. You and the Father, the Son, will be one. As the Son said, my Father and I are one. I'm in my Father, and my Father is in me. We are one. When the false you disappear, when it's die, you and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost will be one. But until that happens, ain't nothing else going to change. And the same spirit that encouraged this man to try to cut this boy's throat, if it's true, according to the story, it's the same spirit that makes you laugh and makes you cry. The same spirit that when they have a birthday party for you, for 30 to an hour, you're all happy. You get all these gifts, you're happy, and the party ends, and you go home, and you cry. You put the gifts down, and you cry. Same spirit. I present you, I encourage you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God. God is not going to accept your evil mindset. What the? He sent his Son to defeat evil, and he did. But you identify with evil by calling it you. What a mess! And you got to be out of your mind to walk up and down the road nowadays, whether on Broadwalk or ever, on your cell phone, with all these crazy, evil people out there. They are mentally ill already due to anger and process of happiness. Anger is evil. So they're already angry, lost in their mind, or resentful. Now they're on drugs. The government has given them drugs, pot and all kind of other drugs. And on top of that, they go to the therapist, and the therapist give them more drugs because they're depressed. And take these pills. These pills are going to make you better. They'll make you feel good, and they don't. And now they're out on the streets walking around, and you on your cell phone not paying attention to your surrounding. It's hard for me to believe, and I see it all the time. People walking down the road on the cell phone, I mean really on the, what are you looking for? What is so important? You got to see it right now while walking down the street or in your car. You can hardly pass by a car. You stop on at the light or even just driving by, and it doesn't matter, male or female, they're on their cell phones. What's happening on their cell phones? Remember when there was no cell phone? You can wait until you get home to answer the phone. You can wait until you got home to make a call. Now you can't wait for anything. And that's why these people can walk up to you and slash your throat. You're not paying attention. You are unconscious, and they are unconscious. It's up to you. 888-7753-773. When there is no longer an I or me, I feel sad. I feel lonely. I feel the need for love. I feel this. When there's no longer emptiness inside of you, you shall be free. Ain't nothing else going to do it until you can see that and overcome it. And you cannot overcome it of yourself. You must leave the empty space there and let the light do it for you. If you try to do it, you're going to only make it worse within yourself. Janet is a first-time caller out of Texas. Janet, you are on the air.
Okay. It's very nice to talk to you. I've been listening to you now for just actually a few days. I have a friend that listens to you, so I've kind of picked it up in the background, and then the Lord drew me to you because to your truth that you spoke, and it was so beautiful. But I wanted to talk to you about due to the political climate that we're in right now, the season that we're in with the Lord and the battle of good and evil, not race, but good and evil. Evil knows no color. And I was instructed to call you to pray that we may unite in strength in him for his body, for unity, for his glory. And I wanted to see if we could encourage that, if we could do that right now.
I don't know what all that means. Can you break that down for me?
Yes, sir. I love the truth that you speak.
Right.
And I'm going to start listening to the prayer.
The silent prayer?
The silent prayer.
Can
yes,
you
sir.
Hold for me, Janet? Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Black Excellence Hour. Couple announcement. Quick announcement. Tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, ladies forum. Every third Thursday night for ladies only. Sunday morning for everybody, of course, but for ladies only. And the men on the first Thursday night of the month. So come on down, ladies. Ladies, y'all going to the 30th floor this year, so get ready. And not that they're not. The ladies are working on themselves like I've never seen before in the history of the world. It's amazing. So the ladies forum tomorrow night. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday at 11 a.m., if the Lord is willing. I had an interesting discussion with Hayden McDougal. And Hayden is better known as Woman Propaganda. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the black?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
Interesting conversation with a white guy. I don't know too many white guys who are willing to be that honest about what's happening in their country. You don't want to miss this. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the Fallen State. On the YouTube channel there, or just at leanpeterson.locals.com. And I do appreciate it. Amazing how I like the videos. I'm told that I need to remind y'all to like the videos. Let me go back to Janet, a first-time caller out of Texas. So, Janet, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I've only watched you a few times, but because I know you're leading people and you're answering their questions in truth, and it's beautiful. Maybe this is not the time to ask for prayer, but that's all I was wondering, if we could come to unity. I was going to say I'm a Christian Texan woman it doesn't matter. That doesn't define who I am. I'm a child of God. And so I just wanted to see if we could, if you've ever done that, and if you would pray with me, if you could pray.
Have you dropped your anger?
Oh, I don't have any anger.
You never get angry?
Oh, no.
And how were you able to overcome your anger?
Jesus. That's the only way.
You say what now?
Jesus. Jesus came. He redeemed me, and he saved me.
And how did you overcome? So you never, ever get angry about anything?
Not usually. I've been upset when my like whenever my mom is going through some things with dementia, and I pray for her, and I put a, you know, a peaceful boundary between us, but I still go to help her when, you know, she needs help. I'll go and take her to the doctor and the hospital, and I don't have anger.
Why do you get upset about that?
Oh, because I know that they don't see Jesus in me, and they're not seeing Jesus in me. I think they feel like
your mama not seeing Jesus in you.
Right, my mom and my sister. Right, uh-huh.
And so you get upset because they don't see Jesus in you.
Well, it hurts me. I don't get upset. It hurts me because I don't understand why they have this. They get, it's almost like I provoke jealousy and hatred in them, and I don't understand that. It's so foreign to me.
And how do you know you're provoking that in them?
Because of the way they treat me.
How do they treat you?
Oh, it's crazy. When my dad was dying, I was at the house, and I went through, and my sister was cooking. She lives far away, and so I've been here about 12 years now. I came back because my husband had dementia, and I took care of him until he passed away. And so he's been gone now for about 7.5 years. And so I was at my dad's and mom's, and I was walking through the kitchen, and my sister was there, and I grabbed a utensil, and I handed it to her as I was walking past her, and she grabbed it out of my hand and started screaming at me, saying, "I know how to cook, and you, what do you think I am?" And it shocked me, and I don't understand that behavior.
And what do you do when you're around them? How do you act?
I'm very quiet. I try not to do anything to provoke them.
Do you tell them about Jesus?
Well, the interesting thing is we have talked about it because my mother used to talk about it before I was saved. We were raised around that all my life. But
when you're around them, do you tell them about Jesus?
Yes, I have. And I haven't lately. I feel scared to bring it up because I feel it provokes them.
And why do you tell them about Jesus? Why did you do it before you start making them, before they start to become angry? Why were you telling them about Jesus?
Well, I don't get angry. I don't think you understand.
I said before they start to get angry at you, why were you telling them about Jesus when you would be around them?
Oh, okay. Well, so I was walking with, I was healed from some things. So I was pretty much, we would pray for healing and I would talk about God's goodness and how he healed and how he's healed me. I don't take medication or anything, and they both take a lot of medication. So maybe they think I'm drinking them,
when you're around them, because you don't take medication and they do, you tell them about Jesus and how he healed you and everything?
No, I don't want to provoke them.
I said, them before they started to get angry, when you around them, are you telling them how Jesus healed you and you don't need medication and all that?
No, I didn't provoke
them. Janet, what made them angry? What do you do when you're around them that they don't want to hear?
I don't know. I think they're mad at my happiness because we've all lost our husbands. And I lost mine first, then my sister lost hers 2 years later, and then my dad died a year ago.
So, Janet, because I know you told me that, they get angry at you. You have no idea what you're doing that caused them to get angry.
No.
And why haven't you asked them then?
Well, I when we talk about it, if I say, why did you behave like, or why did you do that? They say, well, you just act like a 3-year-old. You need to grow up and act like a a grown woman. You're acting like a child. And so I'm scared to say anything to them because I'm the younger child. And my mom and my sister were closer growing up, which is fine with me. I didn't have a problem with that. So I've kind of been conditioned to allow them to be together and let them, I tolerate that behavior. And they're mad at me because I don't tolerate that behavior anymore. I just stay away from it. And I don't get mad and I don't fight, you know?
So your family, your mother, your sister, and your, do you have brothers?
No, just my sister.
You have children?
Yes, sir. I have two.
And how they do they get mad at you as well?
No, no anger at all. They love me.
They love you?
Do
they,
oh, yes.
Do
I
they
love
tell
them.
You the truth about yourself?
Well, I don't. We don't talk about that. We talk about Jesus, and we talk about how much what he's done for me and how he saved me. But they seem very happy and loving. I don't have that kind of relationship with my children. I don't want that kind of relationship
right.
that I had, you know.
Have you apologized to your children for imposing Jesus on them?
Oh no. No, I didn't apologize for that.
And why not?
Well, I didn't feel that it's anything to apologize for because I don't think I've offended anybody with it. But if I felt like I needed to, I absolutely would because that's the last thing I ever want to do is to offend someone.
Have you apologized to your children for imposing Jesus?
Not for imposing Jesus. I apologize if I've ever done anything that's hurt them. I've told them that.
Have you ever done anything to hurt them?
Yes.
And you apologize? Did they forgive you?
Oh, yes. They see Jesus now. It's not the same relationship that my sister has with her children and that my mom has with my sister. Not the same relationship.
And what's
I
that?
Broke that.
What that relationship?
It's like she has a spirit of control over her, and it goes back and forth between my mother and my sister. When my sister's away, my mother picks up better. She picks up like Jesus. She picks up Jesus in me, and she has better mannerisms. But when my sister comes around, she starts behaving like my sister, and they start bickering and fighting and fussing like a couple of children.
But Janet, the way you talk about Jesus is insane.
Is it what?
It's insane.
I don't understand what you're saying. When I talk about Jesus, is it what?
I said the way you talk about Jesus, how Jesus saved you and how Jesus did, it's insanity.
Oh, it sounds insane to them?
No, to everybody, the whole world.
But it's truth.
But if it's true, you wouldn't be going around telling people.
I don't understand that.
Jesus said when he healed, he said, tell no one.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I got you.
And why do you, if it's true that you've been healed and all that in Jesus, why do you tell anyone?
Oh, I usually don't. I don't want you to misunderstand me here. I want you to know that I don't have a spirit of division or... in other words, I just want peace. I want to maintain peace in my life. And I don't go around testifying anymore. That hasn't been done in many years. So I that's not happening.
But you got to do what you want, but I recommend you stop judging your family.
Oh, I'm not judging them. I'm keeping a distance, and I pray for them because if I go around them, I tend to... I don't know why it provokes them. And I'm not even talking about Jesus that provokes them. It's just they get frustrated with their everyday life.
I know, but you sound like a Christian.
What's wrong with being a part of Christ?
I know, but you sound like a Christian, and Christians don't have anything to do with Christ.
Christians don't?
No.
Why?
Because God and Christ is not into religion at all. And so the Christians just talk about God and they have this false idea about his son. And so they start to sound and act like they know God. And that's what drives the people crazy.
Oh, okay.
You don't sound normal. You know, like you don't sound you don't sound like the friend that you would go out to dinner with and have a normal conversation. You sound like a Christian, a Jesus Christian.
And you think, is that bad, do you think?
Yeah. Because it has nothing to do with God or Jesus.
Being a nice person has nothing to do with Jesus? Because I thought Christians were nice people. Okay. I didn't know that. I know some good Christians, but
I guarantee you don't know one good Christian.
Okay.
I guarantee you that.
Okay. What?
Do you disagree? Okay.
Well, I know some really good people that love Jesus and they walk with him, so I thought that was a Christian.
And
I don't
how
know. Maybe
do you know that they are good?
Because I watch them. We do things together, and I've watched them from afar. And
but how do you know that they are good, though?
Oh, because I feel it, and I see it, the work, the fruit.
You feel it?
Yes, I feel it.
Mm-hmm. But there's no feeling in God or in good.
You can't discern that? That's not a feeling?
No. Okay. Discernment is not a feeling.
Hmm. Okay.
Have you apologized to your family for judging them once you found Jesus?
I don't judge them. I'm not judging them at all.
But
they
feel like you are because maybe you're trying to stop it now, but whenever you're around them, you just like too much Jesus.
Oh, well, that was right when I was first saved, but I don't, that's not anymore.
Have you apologized to them for that?
Yes, absolutely.
You told your sisters and your mother and your family that I'm sorry that I was so Jesus freak when I found Jesus, I overdone it.
Well, that's funny. I did that to my mom, and I didn't understand what it was about, but you just brought me clarity, the Lord in you did, and I understand. I didn't know why I did it that time, and I said, I'm sorry, Mom, that I wasn't there for you. And I started crying, and I didn't understand, because I was doing a drug for 2 years. I had never done drugs.
You were doing drugs for two years?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you forgiven your mother for what she's done to you?
Yes, absolutely.
You told her?
Well, no. I just thought I could show her that I love her, and that's what
love is.
Did
God say show her or go to her and forgive her?
Oh, I've already forgiven her.
But
oh,
you didn't tell, you have not forgiven her because you didn't go to her and tell her you were sorry for resenting her for screwing up your life.
Well, if I said that, she might have a heart attack. So,
and why do you care about that?
Because I don't want to hurt anybody.
But when God told you to go and forgive her, was he concerned about you hurting her?
I don't think so. No.
So then why haven't you done what God told you to do?
Because I already have forgiven her. I just didn't do it the way you're saying.
No, it's not the way I said. God said to go and forgive her before you can enter into the kingdom. You must go and forgive, and you have not done it with your mother, so you have not forgiven her.
Oh, well, I have, but I need to make that known. I need to make that known, and I think I'm letting fear get in the way because evidently they're responding to something from a long time ago that I guess is, you're telling me it's tethered to, they feel is unforgiveness. And if I don't speak it, then the enemy can continue to tell them and make them feel like
no,
I haven't.
No, what I'm telling you that you have not forgiven your mother. And because you have not forgiven your mother, you know about God or Jesus, but you don't know him at all. And knowing about them is not knowing them. It's just knowing about them, like knowing about Martin Luther King or someone, and it does you no good but give you a false sense of knowing God. You need, if you want to be free and before your mother expire, you got to forgive your mother for screwing up your life.
Well, I have forgiven her. So you're saying just go speak to her and let her know that I've forgiven her.
Did God tell you before you can enter into the kingdom, you must go and forgive? Are those my words or the word from God?
Well, they're yours, but I've already forgiven her, and she knows I have. Because
Janet,
I said I'm fine.
You have not gone to your mother and forgiven her.
I have, sweetheart.
You said
I'm
you
not
didn't
lying.
Because you didn't want to hurt her feelings.
No, I said I didn't say it the way you just said it. I didn't say I forgive you for screwing up my life. I said, please forgive me, Mother, for not being there for you, because I felt like I screwed up. My mom never did drugs. She didn't cause me to do drugs.
Yes,
I don't
you did.
Think she did. Okay.
And Janet, you went and asked your mother to forgive you. Did God tell you to go and ask your mother to forgive you? Or did he tell you to go and forgive her?
He always says, go and forgive my child.
He said, why did you go and forgive? Why you went and asked for forgiveness?
I don't know why I did. I was sitting on the
phone. Because you were afraid.
Okay. And that's not of God. Gotcha.
Not at all.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Your mother is your God, and you're still afraid of her. And that's why you have not forgiven her. You can only have one God. And until you forgive your mother, you'll just be in your mind thinking you know Jesus and you know God, but you don't. You have fear. In God, there is no fear, and you're afraid of your mama.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Your daddy couldn't even handle your mama. She's so wicked.
We better make sure she never hears this.
And why not?
Because she might have a heart attack.
Or she might realize, you know what, I am wicked and I need to repent before she dies.
Yeah.
And you, by you not being honest with her, by forgiving her for what she's done to you, you're working with Satan to keep the hell in her.
Yeah, I see, by clinging to the fear. Yeah.
Why do you think you know God and you have fear?
Well, it's not, that's why I put that boundary, because I don't want to feel that. So I keep a healthy boundary.
But if you didn't want to feel it, you would face the fear. There would be no boundary.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know,
there's no but, Janet.
Okay. Okay.
Are you going to face your mother?
Am I going to what?
Face your mother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to, yes, I'll let the Lord be in my feet and take me over there, because I'm not going to do it. He'll have to do it in me.
Well, then it ain't going to happen then.
Yes, it will.
No,
yes,
it won't.
It will,
not
I'm
if
ready.
You don't go do it, because the Lord ain't going to come down to his name, your feet.
Okay. Because I've done some things that I wouldn't have done, only God in me.
But
did it, and I won't feel
you did
Lord.
Everything but the most important thing, and that was to go and forgive your mother. Janet, let me know when you go and forgive your mother, all right?
All right. Thank you, sweetheart, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming, not the faint news. When I come back, straight to your calls at your Super Chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's two. We're having 2 hours of black excellence. The first hour is up, y'all. And hour two is coming right up. It is hate news, not fake news. There is one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now. Even if, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Unless you're Janet, because Janet, you only get one call per show per day. You can call in tomorrow if you like, and every day. But the rest of the call, the rest of the would-be callers, hang tight, and JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Air Force One will be repainted to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's good taste, okay? His preferred red, white, gold, and dark blue color scheme. Classy. It was a design proposed during his first term in office, but later reversed by the evil Joe Biden administration, which is Obama Part 3. They like girly baby colors. The change will replace the baby blue and white livery, they call it, which is like a uniform or dress. They're calling they're putting the airplane in a dress that has defined the presidential aircraft for more than 60 years. It's time for an update by our greatest president. Very nice. And there's a social media trial. That's not nice. That is mess. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. We're pulling for you, Mark. Well, I don't know who's we is. I'm pulling for you, Mark. Views expressed by Haig do not represent Bond JLP. Will face so-called grieving so-called families today when he takes the stand, if he has not already, in a landmark social media addiction trial in L.A., right here in Los Angeles. He will testify for the first time before a jury on claims that his platform, Facebook and Instagram, which are evil, by the way, but this victimhood stuff, have harmed young users by making apps intentionally so-called addictive. In the courtroom, there will be parents and families, supposed families, from across the USA who claim that, without evidence, that their children were harmed or even died as a result of social media, not as a result of their own failure as parents and so-called families. The case could set a precedent for holding social media companies responsible for something that they're not responsible for. The parents are responsible. But anyway, for potentially dangerous design decisions, after years, tech giants fending off lawsuits under Section 230, the law that shields them for liability for user content because they're a platform and the user is to blame for posting evil content, not the platform, although these platforms have been censoring conservatives and stuff like that. But that's not what this lawsuit is about. It's not about the truth. Anyway, let's move forward. Epstein's Zorro Ranch. You ever heard of Zorro? New Mexico's, which the state of New Mexico, the name New Mexico, came before the country Mexico was called Mexico, by the way, I heard. New Mexico's House of Representatives has approved creating a bipartisan, which probably means evil, special committee to investigate the ranch that the late Democrat donor, they call him sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein, that he owned in the state of New Mexico. Did you know? The measure directs the committee known as the Truth Commission, oh, Lord, to examine allegations of criminal activity at the property known as Zorro Ranch, Zorro, two R's, and determine whether the further legislative action is required. The committee's creation, these people always want to do something with themselves. The committee's creation is the latest call for transparency and further investigation in the aftermath of the so-called Justice Department's release of a trove of Epstein files, which has sent shockwaves through several, or at least a few, industries after supposed revelations about the late financier's ties to prominent figures. I'm James Haig, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. Thank you.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so, different time zone for different locations. And some people just can't sit and listen to the show. So they say, well, I'm going to hop the podcast. And yes, the show. And yes, you can. But we made it possible. It's been made possible that you can listen on your phone as you're moving about, doing whatever it is you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats. But for now, every Wednesday, the third hour of the show is Manhood Hour, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. But the first 2 hours is Black Excellence Hours. That was then, and this is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. I love the blacks. And that's why I encourage them to do what they want. They got to drop the anger. The white man is not their reason for anger. It's your mama. It's your grandmama turning you away from your fathers, your earthly fathers. And as a result of turning you away from your earthly father, they have turned you away from God. And all you do now is sing and dance about it, but you don't know him at all. You know about God, but you don't know God, knowing about him. Any ideas and knowing about him or Jesus is not knowing them. What the? I want to show you a quick example of someone who loved the blacks and loved all people. The Great White Hope does. This is from PBS. Here's love. An exhibit about 9 people enslaved by George Washington must be restored at a former home in Philadelphia after President Donald Trump administration took it down last month. A federal judge ruled on President Day that the president got to put it back. President Trump, according to report, took down this so-called tribute to enslaved people. You're like, this doesn't belong. What's y'all? Watch this from ABC 6.
What started as a protest ended as a celebration.
I have great news. We just won in federal court.
A crowd of people gathered to demand the president's house be restored to reflect the stories of enslaved people kept by George Washington, and a federal district court judge agreed.
The fact that the judge granted the preliminary injunction is a tremendous victory. When I say tremendous, that's actually an understatement. It's historic.
The judge ordered that panels with stories of the enslaved be put back on the walls and that the president's house be restored to the way it looked before January 22nd. That's the day the panels were taken down after an executive order from the Trump administration. The city of Philadelphia filed a lawsuit saying the government had no right to take down the panels because of a cooperative agreement between the government and the city. Lawyers for the Trump administration argued that cooperative agreement expired in 2010, but the judge says a survival clause in the agreement makes certain parts of it still valid.
Those blacks are like, what are you doing? Why are you taking it down? We want to be victims. And we want to be reminded to be victim, even though slavery had nothing to do with us. We had nothing to do with slavery. Slavery is over 150 years old, gone, 150 years gone. But they want to be reminded. They don't want to forget that they are not victim. What would they live for if they don't be reminded that they are victims, even though slavery had nothing to do with them? And probably nobody in their family. But they want to be reminded. The judge's decision added that the federal government can't take any further action. Watch this.
Her 40-page decision also adds that the federal government cannot take any further action to damage the panels or change anything else at the site. The judge made her decision after visiting the site.
Once she saw the panels, once she came to the site, I was confident she was going to do the right thing.
Avenging the Ancestors Coalition joined in the city's lawsuit, which stated that removing the panels would cause irreparable harm. The judge noted that the city of Philadelphia contributed millions of dollars to building the president's house and that removing the stories of slavery means, quote, the city of Philadelphia is deprived of the ability to honestly and accurately tell the story of its own history. That history soon to be restored by the judge's decision.
Better than fighting the good fight is winning the good fight. And today we won.
So the loser thinks he's winning. And if you heard it was a female judge, I rest my case, you still want women running things? You're going to always get the woman going against the daddy, against the father. That's why Satan put them in position, because they know that she's going to always agree with evil. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Dexter, a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Dexter, you are on the air. Hey, Dexter.
Good morning.
Hey, Dexter.
Good morning. Hey, Jesse, just wanted to let you know that I've been listening to your show for quite a while, for about 6 months. Really enjoyed it. Helped me immensely. I'm still working on myself. Don't know who I am yet. I have forgiven my mother. I have forgiven my father. But my question about this morning is about anger. How would one... So I guess I'm asking, is there a difference between being angry and acting angry? Because I'm trying to not be angry. And I do a good job by not expressing anger, but I feel anger, but I don't express it to people. So I presume that's just as bad as being angry.
Yeah, because I could. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I could act peaceful all I want to and be happy and not act on any thing that people do to me, you know, being nefarious or whatever.
Right.
But is that still bad by me just feeling anger?
Let me ask. Let's say someone is doing, quote unquote, something bad to you. Even though you're not acting on the anger, are you judging them in your mind?
Absolutely, yeah.
Then it's the same thing then, because the sin is in the mind. It's not in the action. Here's what I recommend, Dexter. The next time the thought and the feeling of anger come, if someone is attacking you or whatever, as long as it's not physical, the next time that come, be aware of it, but don't go with any thoughts about it. Leave that empty space between being aware of the anger and don't bring in any other thought. Don't judge the people or person that is attacking your ego, because it's just an ego attack. It's not you. And if you don't judge them, meaning that you don't put anything between that space of being aware of it with thoughts and things, I promise you the spirit of anger will be taken away from you and you will never experience it again, because it will no longer be in your mind or body.
Wow. Amazing.
Amazing.
Easier said than done, but I will try to do that. I will try to do that. I will continue to listen to you. The silent prayers, I'm doing as best as I can. I don't do it every day, no, because I'm so fixated and laser focused on other things. I know I need to get up every morning, every night. But I'm working on it. I'm not here to judge nobody. Right. I'm the last person to judge anybody. Yep. I just want the truth, Jesse. I just want the truth. Sure. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate you a lot by opening up my eyes, because I was raised in Birmingham, Alabama.
Sweet home, Alabama.
I blindly voted Democrat for most of my adult life.
Yeah.
And when I got out on my own, and once I start thinking for myself and understand, no, man, you know, how can somebody say that there's not that there's not racism? I don't think there isn't. Like you said, it's good and evil.
Yep.
So I'm learning, Jesse, and I really appreciate how much insight you've had on my life. Really? And I'm 50 years old, and even if I'm 90, if somebody's 20, if I know that they have actual wisdom, I will listen to
them. Yeah, absolutely.
And you just happen to be one of them people, Jesse, and I appreciate you. Amazing.
Let me ask before you run. You understand what I'm encouraging you to do the next time you have the thought of and feeling of anger? You understand what to do now?
To leave some space. Leave some space between that and I know eventually it'll go away.
Yeah. Because the first thought, like somebody attacked your ego, right? The first thought is they're attacking me. But don't go with the next thought. Leave that space, and what's going to happen if you do it, and when you do it, the light going to come in, and it's going to destroy that thought and emotion of anger. But if you bring in another thought, like, I'm going to defend myself, I can't believe they're doing that. What an evil person. If you bring in thoughts, it's just more fear and anger on top of fear and anger. But if you don't bring in another thought, the light will come in, and it will destroy the evil.
Yeah, those intrusive thoughts are something, Jesse. But
yes.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
The execution is going to be a challenge, but I'm trying every day.
Stay with it. God is with you. The light is with you. And don't give up. Just always bring your mind back to where you are. Be aware of where you are. You'll be fine.
Thank you so much. And, again, I appreciate the show. And continue to keep working on those betas.
I will. What a beta. Thank you, Dexter.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jolene out of Montana. Jolene, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jolene.
Hi. I have a question for you.
Okay.
If Jesus died for our sins, how is anger a sin?
Because it's of the devil and not of God.
Okay. But Jesus died for our sins.
Right.
I'm confused. Sorry.
About what are you confused about?
Well, I can't sin anymore, so
right.
It's pretty. But anger is still a sin?
Anger is evil. Anger, anyone that has anger is playing God. And to play God keeps you from ever being one with God. You and the devil are one when you're angry or resentful and emotional. You and the devil are one, and God is not in it.
Oh. So it's not really like, because Jesus died for our sins, and anger is me playing God.
Yes.
Oh.
And anger is the nature of evil. So when you're angry, when you are angry, you and Satan and all his little demons are one. But in your words, you may say, oh, I know Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus. Those are just words. But the anger shows that, no, you're not. You're with Satan.
Oh, wild. Okay. Okay, so doing silent prayer and knowing this, guides me?
Yeah, being aware, being aware of the false self. You're not your thoughts, the good ones or the bad ones. You're not your emotions, the so-called good ones or the bad ones. You're not your body. You're not your past. Nope. You're not your future. You're none of those things. Knowing that and letting that die, you'll be free.
All thoughts are all lies all the time.
About anything.
Okay. All right. I want to let you know that I'm stabbed 9,000 times a day.
Yeah.
With thoughts.
Yeah. And what do you do when those stabs happen?
Sometimes I'm happy. I just say this: all thoughts are all lies all the time, and they go away, and then a new one pops in.
Yeah, but just be aware of that.
Battle.
Just be aware, and as long as you're not identifying with them, they will be taken away from you.
Sometimes I do identify, but I know I'm identifying though.
Oh, nice. Absolutely.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware, and I hate it, and it's a battle.
Well, don't also, hate it, Jolie.
I don't hate it.
You said
you told me to put my shield down.
Yeah.
That feels great.
Yeah.
Just put my shield down, and I can't fight the demon.
That's right.
Who am I?
That's right.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Thank you with that. I didn't know it was Satan. Okay.
That's why God said, that's why God said you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is an evil person, and you should not trust them.
Okay. Yeah. Like Maxine Waters.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Can't trust her. Don't trust it.
That's right.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Does Maze or Earl call anymore?
Maze calls sometimes, but we haven't heard from Earl in a long time.
Earl.
Okay. Earl. I can hear eight pages right now. Earl.
That's hilarious. Every time he called in, I thought, oh boy.
Amazing. Okay. We love Earl. Where's Earl?
Amazing. Where's Earl?
That's right.
Where's Maze? I missed Maze.
Maze called.
Jesse, you don't know what you're talking about.
She called this show sometime, but she tended to call Hank and the Anchor Baby more right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
But she's
okay.
Well.
Okay, good.
All right,
okay,
Jolene, thanks. Stay with it,
all right? I'm trying, and if I'm not with it, at least I'm aware, so that's good. I'm
right
aware.
On. That's right.
It's better to be aware than blind, and I think it was your first caller, She seems a little lost. Hopefully she's listening to you more so she can be aware.
Yeah, hopefully.
And stop letting her family run her life.
Right on. Thank you, Jolene.
You're welcome.
All right, bye now.
Right, bye.
888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Laddie asks, will you have a short video telling people to call in during the break rather than during the show?
What?
Will you have a short video telling people to call in during the break rather than during the show?
What does that mean?
I think he's suggesting, or she maybe, suggesting you have a video that says you can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773, and play that during the break rather than say it during the show. That's how I understood it the first time. I could be misunderstanding, but I think that that's what they mean.
They don't want me to say it during the show?
I think that's the suggestion. A suggestion in this person's mind, maybe, to make the show more efficient or something.
Well, you don't know what that means. You assuming.
I'm guessing.
Made that clear. It may make sense, but right now it doesn't make sense. Make it make sense either by calling 888-7753-773 or make it clear on your super chat. I appreciate your suggestion, though, even though it's not clear yet.
Thank you, Laddie.
Yeah.
Moses P., amazing shout out to Jesse and the amazing team. Salute emoji.
Amazing shout out.
Moses P with another no message.
Thank you.
Nick owns you, says Jesse is the only reason sex before marriage is bad because it's bad to have kids before wedlock. Also, marrying a non-virgin woman is disgusting.
What?
Marrying a non-virgin woman, according to Nick owns you, is disgusting.
What does that mean? It's disgusting. Marrying a sloppy woman is disgusting.
Marrying a what woman?
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
One that's had sex before marriage.
That's what he's saying. Oh, non-virgin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But the reason you want to wait until marriage because the moment you have sex, you become emotionally tied to the person. And then the battle starts. But if you're married and you're working on yourself and you become emotional, you make all the babies you need to make. And then once you stop making babies, you start to overcome emotions. You come back to yourself. But if you're doing it and you're not married, you're just going to catch hell, the man and the woman. Amazing. Thank you.
It's not just about the kids.
No.
Say no to Sono says, good morning. Following up on our call about obstetric ultrasound causes autism chat, according to this caller. Slash super chatter. And this person has a tip about talking to Grok about brain inflammation caused by ultrasound, perhaps.
Grok don't know nothing.
Have a great day.
Thank you, but Grok is only a computer that some person put together and tell it what to say. It's not like Grok has his own mind. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
Pass it along to the producer.
Absolutely.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net, 111. Uncle Jesse, which black excellence word do you like to be called the most? Some people call him a coon. They call him Uncle Tom. They even call him a tar baby from Nicaragua. I call him the amazing and the great black hope. Amazing.
Amazing. Whatever pleads the person, I don't know. Thank you.
Popcorn's thump keg. Jesse, I asked you these these questions before, but I wanted to clarify. Hey, please clarify for him that I'm asking him, Jesse, to answer about himself, not the generic you, not the general you. That was the confusion last time. Thanks. Jesse, do you know God or do you know about God?
Who?
Do you, Jesse, know God?
Amazing. Thank you.
And he asks, Jesse, how do you know that you know God?
Nice. Thank you.
I think he did answer.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he answered for himself personally. Popcorn, you misunderstood it as the generic.
Thank you, Popcorn. Perhaps.
Oh, you said you will know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony L., Jesse is 100% right about time and thoughts.
Time won't give me time, but time makes lovers feel that they got time. Oh, you got so much time. Time won't give me. You know that song?
I do, of course, only because of the Jesse Lee Peterson show back when we used to play. You
got
guys.
Nothing but time. You know that song, Anchor Baby?
Yeah. But you say it a little wrong. It's like, time makes lovers feel like they something real.
But time.
For you and me, we know.
You sound like Derek.
You got it.
You sing like a black person.
But it's a white song.
But he's a white guy.
Indeed he is.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony L., for sparking that song. Gregory D. says, R.I.P. Jesse Jackson. We wish him well.
May his soul rest in peace. What Indeed. A mess.
Norris T., 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sion, hi, Jesse Love.
Hey, Sion.
Why do white people think President Trump only focuses on the white and he is for them only? And why do blacks, some think that he is only for wealthy white people and white people only? That's what's going on right now, I think. The people think that Donald Trump is only for his white people because his circle is all white. I feel there's a division there. I don't think people know what Trump's about, probably. That's why.
And people gone crazy, Sion.
Indeed.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The people gone crazy. Thank you, Sion.
Oshkosh on Cash App has a mouth-watering profile pic, unrelated, okay? Just, I can't help but mention it. This sounds like an answer to the biblical question, I surmise.
Why does violence happen?
Because angry folks go unconscious. Rage becomes them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Oshkosh.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I got to take a break there.
Good, because I need to swallow all this drool that I have in my mouth from Oshkosh's profile pic. Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to first-time caller Zachary out of Wyoming here. Zachary, you from Wyoming, you are on the air.
Well, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Zachary.
Hey, well, I just want to start out. Thanks, Derek, for taking my call and your whole production team.
Right on.
Shout out to them.
Yes.
And my question is, I live in a small town, 14,000 people, and we got like 80 to 100 protesters against ICE in this little town. And just wondering your thoughts on that and how I should handle that. Should I go to my city council or?
You should definitely, first thing, don't get angry at the protest. They cannot see. They're of their father, the devil, and they cannot see. And then if you can go and talk to your council person or somebody, you should definitely go and do that, but don't be angry. And do not argue with the protesters because it's like you're arguing with the devil. They're out there because they're evil, and they will not, and they're not going to see the truth in what you're saying.
Yeah, united with truth, not with lies. Jesse.
That's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But, don't get angry at them. They cannot see. It'll just be devils fighting devils. But there's nothing wrong with going to your representative and say, hey, I don't want this mess in my town. I want my lawmakers to protect me. That's why I pay taxes. And these people have no business interfering with that.
I see. Thank you for that. Yes.
I wish you well with that.
Also, I do have more questions for you. Forgiving your mother and forgiving your father, of course.
Zachary, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
all
please.
All right. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up in the right after my show, after JLP here. The Hake, he white and on fire with the good hair. He ain't afraid of no ghost. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, the American Anchor Baby, energy, natural energy from God. It's not even on loan. It's given to him. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to support us. Help us to help others. You can go to Bond. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Make a donation there. Or you can hit the QR code to support Bond. The QR code. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and make a donation. Or you can mail it in, make the check or money order out to Bond, and mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And thank you for helping us to help others. Let me go quickly back to Zachary. Our first time caller out of Wyoming. Zachary, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, Jesse. And I just wanted to get into forgiving your mother.
Yes.
And forgiving your father. Does that also include siblings, such as brother, sister?
If you resent them and you know you're wrong for judging, absolutely. But what's going to happen when you truly see that you are angry, you have resentment toward your mother and your father, and you go and forgive them, all anger toward anyone will disappear. You won't be angry, resentful at anyone because you will have understanding. Your heart is going to change from anger to perfect love.
No true words have been spoken. Thank you.
Yep. Have you gone and forgiven your mother yet?
I did in letter, but I guess I need more interpretation for what you mean for forgiveness, I guess.
You know how those little things that she would do and have done and is still doing that would irritate you?
Yes, yes.
Those, she couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And so, and if she has not overcome evil, she's evil. She has no love. And so whatever she did to you, she couldn't help it because the evil spirits were driving her, and she couldn't help it because she has not forgiven her mother, and so on and so on.
Well, that's why I brought up the brother-sister thing, is because my mom had six children,
yeah,
six, seven children,
uh-huh.
And I don't think any of my siblings have ever truly forgave my mother in respect. So that's why I brought that up. I thought that might have been a
a good point.
All children of all races, if they want to be free, they must go and forgive their mothers and their father, forgive their father for not protecting them from the mother, and forgive the mother because she could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. She has no love.
Yeah. So should I help my siblings try and forgive our mother in that sort of way?
No.
Help them. Oh.
You need to work on yourself first.
Yourself. Okay.
So you can see and understand. Once you get understanding, the spirit of truth will work through you to help those who are looking for the truth. But if you try to go and help your brother and sister, they're going to reject you and hate you for it.
Okay.
And then the saint going to tell you that, oh, they just hate you because you of the truth. But they hate you because you're imposing on them. And that's not what they want.
I see.
You let them suffer until they are ready to look for themselves.
Okay.
And don't judge them. Why did you write your mother a letter rather than going and facing her?
No, I wrote the letter and read it in front of her along with my dad. I wrote them both a letter right as soon as I turned 18 and was leaving the house. So
why did you do it in a letter rather than just speaking it?
No, I wrote the letter out and then I spoke it in front of them while reading it.
And why did you write a letter?
I just thought maybe if I took my time and put a pen to paper, then I'd have more heartfelt words and, you know, I'd be more forgiving, but maybe that's not the case, Jesse.
What happened when you read the letter?
They sobbed a little bit and I went on with my life and, you know, I don't resent anything that I told them and...
Do you resent them?
I mean, not my father. He's dead, but my mother still, yes.
Do you still resent your mother?
I do, yeah.
You got to face her. And why do you resent her? What did she do that caused you to resent her?
It's nothing that she did. It's just how I've been living my life, I guess. I guess I could have done better if she would have done better, you know.
But what did she do that made you angry when you were a kid?
I mean, she was there for me. She didn't. I mean, my brothers and sisters tell me more horrific stories of what my mother did, but she was always there for me. So
then, why did you have to write a letter to forgive her if she didn't do anything wrong?
I just wrote a letter to, you know, like, put my feelings out on the table and say my goodbyes. I was saying goodbye. I was 18, and I'm leaving. You know, that's what I wanted to get out.
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
And so why haven't you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I guess I don't know how to forgive her, Jesse.
By realizing that you're wrong for resenting her, she couldn't help herself, and going, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and I'm wrong for being angry at you. And then don't ask for forgiveness. We admit we're wrong for judging, for being angry, and God forgive. Human beings do not forgive. Only God forgive.
Okay.
You forgive those who can admit that they are wrong.
I get it. Okay. Well, one more thing I want to tell you. I always knew you would outlive Reverend Jackson, so that's a good thing.
What a mess.
Sorry, Jesse. Thanks again, though.
All right. You stay with him. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, no. I don't know anything about that, Jesse.
Go. Are you black?
No, I'm white.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be white. You're from Utah. I mean, Wyoming.
No, I'm Wyoming. Yeah.
Wyoming. Ain't no black.
You have to be white.
You have to be white up there.
Yeah, we have.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. Okay. Rebuildingdemand.com/silentprayer. I want to encourage you to start doing that so the light of God can bring you out of the thoughts and allow you to see exactly what's going on, and you shall be free.
Okay.
If you and if you have any questions about the silent prayer or anything, really, call me back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse. Appreciate you calling or appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Take care now. 888-775-3773. Josh from Sweet Georgia on my mind. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling for that biblical question, man.
Why does violence happen?
I see it as just what demons do. You know, the demons possess us, and they can't get at God, so they try to get us. You know, they just try to destroy us out of their misery. And, you know, to us, it just, it's like when we can't get enough thrills, we can't get our thrills, it's like a last ditch effort to get some kind of thrill from our side, but really it's demons controlling us, really.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
It's all right.
I appreciate that, man. You stay with it, too, Josh.
Okay. Definitely will, man.
All right. Thank you.
Definitely will. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Right. Let me go to Bless. I'm Bless. I'm Bless. 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 I'm Bless. Let me go to Bless out of L.A. Oh, bless it, God. Let me go to Bo, a first-time call out of Indiana. Bo, you are on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Bo.
So I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What is a man?
Amazing.
No, seriously. I wanted to ask you, do you think an ego is a real thing?
Nope.
No? What makes you think that?
Because it's an illusion. It's not real.
That's right. It's every thought, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we're supposed to hold every thought captive.
It's every thought and every emotion. All thoughts and all emotions are evil, and it's not real. And that's why we must die from that when we stop identifying with it.
Amen, amen. Are you a Hebrew Israelite?
I don't even know. Yeah, I have heard of that, but no.
Remember, you debated him on there, the captive to Zariat.
Oh, never ask a black man if he remembers.
That's how I found you. That was the first video I watched, man.
Right on. Bo, how's the weather there in Indiana right now?
Absolutely amazing.
It's not cold or snowing?
It's about 60 degrees outside, believe it or not.
Oh, right on. That's amazing.
Do you think we're living in, do you think we're living currently in Revelations, Jesse?
No.
You don't?
Because Revelation has already happened.
So we're in Satan's little season.
Yeah, the people who waited on Revelation are living in the darkness. Christ is the resurrection and the light. It has already happened.
Right, right. That's what I was thinking as well. Okay.
Thank you,
Bo. I think that covers everything. Thank you, Jesse. God bless you, man.
All right, stay with it.
I will.
All right. Bless, call me back. Bless, bless, bless. Let me go to AJ. Out of Missouri, AJ, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, AJ.
I had a few comments I wanted to make, and then I had a question.
Okay.
Well, I guess I want you to respond to the comments.
All right.
So I have been watching your show maybe for about maybe 5 years now.
Okay.
And I do agree with some of the stuff you say, most of the stuff you say, actually. And I do want to say that I did vote for President Trump two times, back in 2016, and I voted for him this election.
And you're black?
I'm black.
You're black. Okay.
I'm black. Now, I will say the first time I voted, I guess I necessarily didn't pay attention to a lot of the things, a lot of the politics. But now I'm starting to be, I guess, more aware because I'm in it now. Yeah. I am a federal worker. So I've kind of seen firsthand some of the things that are going on.
Right.
Two things I want to say. First thing being that I can't say that I agree with some of the things President Trump has done with federal workers, because a lot of the stuff the media portrays and all of that, I'm on the inside, so I see everything that's going on.
Right.
Now, I agree some positions in our federal workforce are not needed. It's a waste. It's fraud. It's a waste. However, there are some that they have taken away that they are needed, and they have taken away. And I'm not talking about just for I'm specifically talking about veterans. Some of those services are needed for veterans, and they have been taken away. And I've seen it firsthand, and they say they're not, but they are. I'm seeing it firsthand. And that's something I just disagree with. And I also do disagree with the way that the president – now, I watched the Super Bowl. I don't agree with the halftime show. I do think it should have been in English, but it's a halftime show. If I don't like it, I can cut it off. There's no need for me to watch it. I don't agree that the president of the United States should be commenting on the Super Bowl in a negative way. Who cares? It's not that big of a deal. We have bigger fish to fry. We don't care. He shouldn't care about what's going on with Bad Bunny performing the Super Bowl. I didn't think it was that big of a deal for people to be freaking out so much. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
It was a big deal in that, though I didn't watch it, but it was a big deal in that they say he spoke in Spanish. And sure. Our country is English first. And this guy, according to the story, showed no love for America. And they should not have allowed him. They should not have allowed him to perform there. And the president said that it was vulgar what he did. What he did was a bad image for the children that normally watch football, you know, watch games with their parents. And then,
right. So
the president should have spoke out about that because it has an influence. Other presidents speak out for evil, that has an influence on the country. So it was amazing that the president spoke out for good, because that kind of dancing and carrying on that they did was not good for the children to see it.
Right. I get that. But at the same time, I feel like Donald Trump speaks out when he wants to speak out. Cause
of course,
if you look a few years back, I mean, he was supporting all kind of rappers and this and that. And taking pictures with rappers.
I know,
and,
but
you know,
that was then. This is now.
I got you. Okay. He
wrote that on Truth Social, folks, just so people know. You can find it there. But go
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there are just some things that I don't think that are, who cares about my opinion, right? I'm just a speck on the wall. But
you agree with the president that the way that guy performed was Bogo and the children, he should not have been allowed to do that at a football game where so many kids are watching?
I agree that there were some parts in that performance that I saw that children shouldn't have watched.
Right.
Yes.
And so are you okay now that the president spoke out about that?
I think he went a little bit overboard. I don't think it was that. I don't know. I feel like our kids shouldn't be saying certain things, but I think specifically if it was, I'll say this, if it was Kid Rock on stage performing the Super Bowl and the same thing was happening, I don't think the president would have spoke out. That's
but you
what
don't
I'm
know
saying.
That because it wasn't Kid Rock and you don't know what would have happened. You can only deal with what did happen.
I agree. Right. I agree with you.
And that's what Satan liked to do. He liked to make us say, well, if it was this, you would have done it. If it was that, what about this? And so he make us think that way. And if you're not aware of the nature of evil, you'll find yourself representing evil by saying stuff like, what if?
Sure. But what do you think about the president? I guess, because at one point, I thought I might lose my job. you know. So what do you think about the president, I guess, firing all those federal workers? Do you think that all of that was necessary?
But, you know, I don't know because I wasn't on the inside looking in, but I do trust sure. that he made the right decision. And I do know that the government is too big, and we, the taxpayers, are spending too much money on unnecessary programs. I'm sick of programs. Let these people take care of themselves and stop taking my money. So I'm glad he got rid of the programs.
Sure. And I agree with some of that. There are some programs that should have been taken away. But I feel that instead of just, I guess, rushing taking away programs, I feel like maybe as the taxpayer, you know, we pay for all of that. Maybe we should have a more of a transparency thing, more of the, I guess, Americans being able to see what they are paying for rather than making
revenue. But we can't see because the media is not going to ever tell us the truth about it. The government workers are not going to tell the truth. And these lazy people who get all our free money is not going to tell the truth. And so I'm glad that the president made an emergency call on that.
I can't say that I agree with that, but we can agree to disagree.
And all these illegals, we're taking care of them and their mama and their children, and then all these women having babies out of wedlock or having babies, and they want free baby daycare service and all this mess with the transgenders, and it's a mess. So I'm glad that the president went in there and did something. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that everything that I'm not one of those people that's going to say the president has done a terrible job overall. He's done some good things, but he also has done some things that I just can't, you know, jump on board with, and which with anybody, you don't agree with any everything they do, you know.
Right.
But
I agree with the president on everything.
Jesse, no, you cannot say that.
Well,
man.
There's one thing I don't agree with. And primarily because I don't understand why he wants so many Chinese students, or was it Chinese
I got you. Yeah.
Really? That's your little beef?
I didn't hear about that.
I don't even know if you really understand the situation.
That's
so
why
you can't say
I may not understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's hate, AJ.
Hey, AJ.
How you doing, Hank?
Fine. I thought you were going to say the women that he's appointing.
Oh, that too. So I got two disagreements. He put too many women in charge over all these men, and I don't agree with that.
So I agree with you there, Jesse. Now, I do agree with you there. That shouldn't be.
But anyway, because of time, you had a question or something? That's it for me?
Yeah, no, I just want to get your thoughts on that. That was pretty much it.
Right on.
You know, again, but I appreciate your time, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, AJ. Amazing.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. When I come back, your calls and your super chats. The Hank Report is coming up now. Not the Hank, but the Hank news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here all world, or this all here world. This is the end of hour two of Black Excellence, Wednesday, February 18th, AD 2026. Manhood Hour coming up in hour three. Every Wednesday, third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. So do join us in this coming hour. There is one line open. You can call in right now, man or woman, or even child, if your parents let, or if you can, whatever. Young or old, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. Put a 1 in front of it if you're overseas, I guess, the plus 1 or something like that, or 001 or whatever you guys do. You can call in even from overseas if you have international calling or a way to call internationally to a toll-free 800 number, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And we'll get to your super chats. We do see them. Appreciate them, y'all. And nice. And, of course, more great stories. Women's Forum is tomorrow night. It's the third Thursday of the month, the 19th of February, AD 2026, 7 p.m. at Bonn and Los Angeles for ladies only. Not recorded, not streamed, no taking pictures, no recording. It is for ladies only, along with Jesse Lee Peterson. And it is a highlight of the month, I imagine, because I know the men's forums, which are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond, are a highlight of the month for us fellas. But the ladies are the third Thursday of the month. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. No Punchy TV today. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Make sure you subscribe and ring the bell, because planning to be returning next week. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie remains heightened, they say. Authorities canvassing neighborhoods in Arizona, reviewing thousands of tips in hopes of locating her safely. On Tuesday, the Pima County Sheriff's Office reported that DNA recovered from gloves found about 2 miles from Guthrie's home did not match any profiles for the FBI's offender database and showed no connection to DNA collected at her residence. So it may not have been a related glove. Not sure. Guthrie was last seen January 31st, and we're now at the 18th of February. And she's believed to have been abducted from her secluded home without her phone nor critical medications. We'll see what happens. And boat strikes. The U.S. military has struck 3 more suspected drug boat trafficking boats in the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer, killing 11 people. Rest in peace. U.S. Southern Command said that on Tuesday. The latest operation brings the death toll from the U.S. campaign against international drug trafficking, launched in back in September, to at least 135 deaths. Prior to September, alleged cartel members and drug smugglers were treated as criminals with due process rights. Democrats and so-called legal experts argue the strikes amount to murdering civilians, since the United States is not declared congressionally authorized war with drug cartels. But what do they know? Anyway, nuclear talks. Iran and the United States walked away from Tuesday's nuclear negotiations yesterday with guiding principles, quote unquote, for future talks, per Iran's foreign minister. This comes as the U.S. military continues to build up its assets in the Middle East. I guess it's that way, kind of. Or that away. I forget. Yeah, that away. As our greatest president, Trump, has warned Iran of a quote unquote very traumatic, I like that, trauma, very traumatic outcome if they don't agree to a deal in the coming weeks. U.S. officials said progress was made. I don't like that passive voice, but okay. During the discussions, and the U.S. expects to receive detailed proposals from the Iranian government in the next 2 weeks to address gaps between their positions. By the way, multiple skiers missing after a California avalanche near Lake Tahoe, up near Reno. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why does violence happen? Why does violence happen? Why? Any kind of violence, any type, arguments or anything. Why? Why does it happen? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show, and yet run around working out, whatever, while you listen to the show on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is Wednesday. And the last hour of every Wednesday, that order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children, led by the man, by the way. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The future is female?
Aurora had another student walkout today. Hundreds left classes. Just a few days back, there was a bigger protest. That one got chaotic. Police arrested some people.
No rules, no rules, no rules.
What'd you say?
I said what I said.
Why? Are you threatening me?
Guys, we would have shot you.
No parents, no rules.
If ICE come in here, we're going to jump their asses.
I'm just glad that my dad's not around anymore.
We've got a woman here that's trying to set a warehouse on fire, the one that was supposed to be an ICE detention facility.
She has. There is fire. She has set it on
fire. What an evil world we live in. That's evil. All that stuff you're looking at, pure evil. Those people are evil. That's not love at all. It's all a thrill. Did you hear about this father down in Florida? The schools were taking the kids out to protest against ICE, and he didn't like that. He's like, my child is not going to do that. And he went to get his kids and take them out of their school. Finally, one man standing up for his family, if that's true. Isn't that amazing? Children have no business at all protesting against ICE at all. And the people who are doing it, the politicians, the teachers, the administrations, and the parents who allow are evil. And whatever happened to those children while they're out there protesting is nobody's fault but theirs and their parents and administration and the politicians. You can't blame ICE for it at all, no matter what happened. Because you have no business allowing your children to get in the middle of the law during this job. But the parents don't love the children, so they don't care. And that's why the administrations and the politicians can do it, because they know that the parents don't care at all about the children. They have no love. That's why they send them to school every day. They don't want to be bothered with them. So if that's true about this father, I saw it on X, I think, this father going there and said, you're not going to put my kids in that mess. They're not here for that. They're here to learn to read, write, and arithmetic. Grok is reporting high school students across cities like Chicago and Los Angeles walked out last week against ICE, protesting over 540,000 deportations since President Trump, January 2025, inauguration. 540,000 deportations. Isn't that amazing? 540,000 deportations. LakeHenryScanner.com is reporting. LakeHenryScanner.com is reporting. School officials are not releasing information after a video, which is going viral on social media, purportedly show a late high school student, this is back in Illinois, getting punched by another student who was angry at the pro-ICE signs at school on Thursday. Watch this from X.
We support ICE and law enforcement. I support ICE.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't know what's crazy about this.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. You're going to punch me?
Yes.
And you're going to get in trouble for that.
Okay.
Whoa. Chill out, bro. I stand for my beliefs. I'm going to peacefully stand here and support my beliefs. I support ICE and law enforcement.
Yourself.
Whoa. That's against school code. No swearing in the school. I support ICE and law enforcement. Am I allowed to stand here?
You are allowed to walk around.
Okay. I'm allowed to have this sign too,
you're
like everyone else?
To have
okay.
Part of the
just stand for my beliefs, you know? Like, this is okay.
See what the teachers and administration and the politicians allow to happen in school? Schools are not a place for this. But the parents don't love the children, so the teachers can do it. They can use your children for personal gain. And the fat boy is fighting the little guy because the little guy disagreed with the pro-ICE people, according to the report. I mean, the anti-ICE people. He's for it. And the schools are allowing this to happen. And you send your children to the public schools. Who do you blame? The parents? The teachers, the politician, or the students, the children? It's about the children. It's about the children. KTLA, what seemed to be a peaceful march, what seemed to be a peaceful march and rally, escalated to a scuffle between federal police and students in downtown L.A., Friday afternoon. Watch this from KTLA and X.
Now at 1:30, back to breaking news in downtown L.A., where hundreds of students are protesting recent federal immigration operations.
Let's get up to Rich Prigott overhead in Sky 5. Rich, what's going on here?
Well, you know, what seemed to be a peaceful march and rally has turned into be a little more violent. So these the student-led march that we showed you earlier on was about 100 or so people. They were marching through the Civic Center area, managed to make it over here to the federal detention area, and that's when they entered the property. They went. They were asked to stay on the sidewalk outside of the detention area, but then they started running onto the property, and that's when we saw that scuffle that just happened here.
Turning the children into wild animals already. What do you think going to happen from that point forward? There is no love. Human beings do not have love. There's no love in human nature at all. It's animal-like. It's animal nature. And so whatever I got to do in order to get the job done, they got to do it. They didn't make those kids go out there. It's nobody's fault but theirs and the adults who are encouraging them to go out there and carry on like that. Morse report, a Washington high school student screamed, "I want my mama, I want my mama, 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 can you hear me? Mama, 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 can you hear me? I must have been insane." I said my mama died on a weekend trip to Spain. Mama, 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 can you hear me? So this dude was screaming, "I want my mama." According to a report, after she is arrested for assaulting an officer during an anti-ICE school walkout. Watch it from X. You should have thought of that when you took your little stuff out there, you little heifer. It's just a heifer. That's what happens when you get involved with the law. You fight with the law, the law is going to win. Have you ever fought the law? The law always wins. Amazing. What other equipment did you hear? So that's a mess, but I blame the parents, the administrations, the school administrators, the teachers, and the politicians. They want to use your children for personal gain. They don't care about the children at all. It's never about the children. It's about ego gratification. Plus, those kids are old enough to know better. They're over 12. They appear to be over 12. Some of them are a little older than that. So it's on them. I want mama, 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 can you hear me? You should have thought about that before you went out there and got in the way. Don't bail her out of jail. Leave her in jail. That way she would never do it again. There's this teacher, And so I haven't heard much about this, if anything, about it at all. How is it that these people love the illegal aliens more than they love the American citizens? I want to know. They yelling and screaming over the illegal aliens, but I don't hear no yelling and screaming over the illegal aliens being accused of killing American citizens. Did you hear about this at all? NBC News is reporting a Guatemalan driver fleeing a Georgia traffic stop by federal immigration officers crashed into another vehicle, killing a teacher who was headed to work. authorities and school officials said. According to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Guatemalan driver is in the U.S. illegally. You hear anything about this? Watch this from WJLC News.
This morning, new information about the suspect who killed a beloved educator in Savannah Monday. Authorities say the crash occurred near the Truman Parkway as a man fled a traffic stop involving immigration enforcement. Department of Homeland Security has identified the suspect as Oscar Vasquez Lopez of Guatemala. Officials say he was issued a final order of removal by a federal judge back in 2024. They say he entered the U.S. illegally at an unknown time and location. Lopez now faces multiple charges, including vehicular homicide. Investigators say he drove away from ICE officers before the crash.
Amazing, huh? I don't hear anybody yelling and crying over the school teacher. Oh, but you out there carrying on over the illegal alien. And guess what? According to the report, the picture I saw, the school teacher is black. She black, but nobody cared that the illegal aliens have been accused of killing a black school teacher. I thought y'all loved the blacks. We love the blacks, they say. So think about this. According to the report, the teacher is black, she's female, and she is a teacher, and not a word about the illegal alien killing her. In response to the teacher's death, the school released a statement encouraging an open expression of feelings. I want to know how y'all feel. How y'all feel? You feeling good? You feeling bad? Who do you feel for, the illegal aliens or the teacher? Or the illegal alien that accused of killing the teacher? Which do you feel bad about? Watch this from WJCL News.
The victim, Dr. Davis, was a special education teacher at Hess K-8, located less than a mile from the crash site. Although students were out for President's Day, it was a work day for teachers. The school responding, releasing a statement saying, "We should all expect and try to understand that there will be a variety of emotions and responses to what has occurred. The most important thing we can do is to be supportive and encourage an open expression of feelings."
A lot of good that going to do. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now's your time to cry over me. What good going to do to cry over the teacher? She dead. Or are you crying over the illegal alien that may have to go back to Guatemala now? Who are you crying for? And what good is it doing? It ain't going to bring the teacher back. And hopefully they're not going to stop them from deporting the illegal alien. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Earl is the first time caller out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air. Hey, Earl.
Remember Earl Hutchinson?
Earl, I can't hear you, buddy. You sound like you're on a YouTube or something. Let me go to the first time caller, Timothy. I have to put Earl on hold. Timothy is the first time caller out of Missouri. Timothy, you are on the air. Hey, Timothy? Huh? What?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Mama, mama, can you hear me? I can hear you now.
I can hear you now. I would like to know what your thoughts are on apostolic.
Apostolic?
Yes, sir. I'm apostolic. I'm in Jesus' name, apostolic.
Oh, apostolic.
Yes, sir.
What's an apostolic?
Well, it's they follow the teachings of the apostles in the book of Acts, in the New Testament, you know. Jesus handed the keys over and let the apostles set the church up. the early church. And that's what I was wanting to know, what your thoughts were on these apostolic. And I believe...
Well, I don't... Is that, I don't are the apostolic people the people that wear the little... I think today is like what they call Lent Day or something. And they put the little dust on it, the black smut on their heads.
No. No, ain't no, we don't do that. We're just...
Why do the people put their smut on their heads?
Well, I don't know anybody that does that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I saw it
I
on the news.
Anybody.
But the one thing I don't know about apostolics, but I would say today I want you to know for sure, Timothy, is that God nor Christ has nothing to do with religion.
Well, I believe that Jesus Christ is God, is the Almighty.
That's why Jesus or God has nothing to do with religion, because religion is a man-made ego idea, and they come up with all kind of insane stuff. Like Jesus is God, even though Jesus never said he was God. But he often said, I am the Son, my Father, and I are one. When you see me, you see my Father. I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. But yet religion, people call him God.
Well, I can go back to the book of John where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
And then you go down to John 1:10.
Wait, stay with that first one first. And so what does that mean to you?
That means that in the beginning was the Word. Well, there's only one creator, God Almighty.
Right.
He was in the beginning, and he is the Word. But it says the Word was with God. God always had the Word. So,
and where was the Word? And how did Jesus come into existence?
Okay, God was the Spirit.
And did the Spirit of God, and did the Spirit of God speak the Son of God into existence?
God was the Spirit when he was manifested in the flesh.
So, it didn't say he was manifested in the flesh. Did the Word of God that was with God, God had it inside of him, did he speak the Son into existence?
Did he speak the Son into existence?
The Son is the Word of God.
He was born of a virgin mother.
What?
Jesus was born of a virgin mother.
But did God speak his Son into existence?
Well, he is God. So God is the firstborn of all creation. He is the first.
Why do you
of all
think
creation.
Jesus never said out loud that he was God?
Well, he told Philip in the book of John, he said, Philip asked him, says God, he said, Lord, show us the Father so it will satisfy our hearts. And Jesus said, have I not been with you so long and you still not know me? Jesus is the Father.
He said, if you had known my Father, you would have known me.
And
because
that's
my Father
right.
One. Why do you think Christ never said, I am God at all, but he often said he's the Son? Why do you think he never said, I'm God?
He came in the...
I didn't ask you that part. I asked, why do you think he never said, I am God, but he often said, I'm the Son?
Well, you can read the scriptures and I can read the scripture and say that he is. He said he was God.
That's not
point.
What I asked you. He never said that, Timothy. Why do you think he never said, I am God, but he often said, I'm the Son?
He did. He came and said, I am. He came. He said, I came in the will of my Father.
In the will of who?
Of my Father.
And so the Son said, I came in the will of the Father, of my Father?
He said, I came to do my Father's will.
Right. But if he were God, why would he say, I came to do my Father's will, rather than saying, I came to do my own will? I'm God.
Do you think God was sitting
No, that's not the question, Phil, Timothy.
Well, let me explain it.
No. Answer the question first.
Hold on. You think God was sitting up in heaven?
Timothy, answer the question first.
Answer that. I said one more time.
Why did the Son say, I came to do my Father's will. If he were God, why would he say, I'm God, I came to do my own will?
He came to do the will of the Father.
I know that, Timothy, but why? I got to go, Timothy. It's not Bible Thumper Thursday. Call me tomorrow. We'll play a little bit more on Bible Thumper Thursday. We can't be. See how bad the Christian got married. And he Apple Salad Church. Bible Thumper! I never even heard of Apple Salad Church. Have you heard of the Hake?
A little bit.
You heard of Apple Salad Church?
Well, they call it apostolic.
Oh, apostolic.
Like apostle. I think the root word is apostle.
Oh, so
like
they had an apostle named apostolic?
No.
What do you mean?
Apostolic means that it's a church of like apostles. Something to that effect.
What does that mean?
Whatever. I don't know what an apostle is. Apostle Paul.
I like apostolic. Applesauce.
Yeah.
I haven't had applesauce in a long time. They still make it.
Of course they do. I'm irritated at this question.
What I want to ask. Today is something called Lent.
It is indeed.
And that's when those people put a little smut up on their head.
It's Ash Wednesday, and I think Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
That's when they put the stuff on their head.
Yeah, because they put the ash cross.
And they walk around all day looking crazy.
On their forehead, yep. Especially those people on Fox News. Faux news.
What's the purpose of doing that? They forget to wash their head.
It's something to do with a time of mourning, because you put ash has to do with mourning.
But why are they mourning? Everything is done. What are they mourning about?
To remember that
this is a time to rejoice.
Yeah. In order to rejoice, you have to mourn first.
No, you don't.
Well,
the mourning is over.
Says you.
It is done.
Anyway, I'm not defending the
ash. It is finished.
Right.
So what's the point of putting all that black ash on your head?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Ask! Somebody tell me why y'all walk around putting ashes on your head all day looking like you're crazy. Tell me why. Tell me why. Why must I wait until tonight? When I waited all my life. Super, super.
Super chat.
So are you going to put some ashes on your head, too?
I've never had the pleasure, I don't think.
Are you going to do it?
I don't think so.
You're too white.
I'm at work.
Thank God. go ahead.
1313 Maryland. God saying, your desire will be for your husband and he will rule over you, was part of the curse. Genesis 3:16.
Amazing. Thank you.
So was work, but we love work. Am I right or am I right?
The whole people don't love work nowadays.
Yeah. Well, work is hardly even work anymore.
Ash Wednesday.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker, smiley.
Nice. Thank you.
Arthur H., JLP. Do you think some blacks don't realize they are racist? I see that a lot.
No, because racism doesn't exist. No such thing as racism. It's either good or evil. You either hate or you love, but you can't be a both. Amazing. Thank you.
They're certainly not aware they're projecting, though, on whites, right, what they're thinking and feeling.
Yeah.
Insect Ebb made up. 70 years old and never have heard words from God. People who hear voices are thought of as mental. He says on BitChute.
Yeah, they are mental. When you say, I hear God's voice, you're saying, I'm mentally ill and I hear Satan's voice. I got to take a break there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and scratch off on Pumes.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like the videos. The hate report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHateReport.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Given to us by God. Not a loan, but a gift. From 11 to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then 12 on Friday. And then a brand new episode, and then the latest form tomorrow night into Lord is willing. Ladies, the Thursday night tomorrow, and a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday, 11. Hayden McDougal, he's known as Woman Propaganda. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Violent, lazy, evil. If white people disappear, it's over for the world.
It's over.
A black person will throw their whole entire life away to murder you for saying the N-word.
Are they after you for that?
Everyone wants to kill me, yeah. These Mexicans crying, don't make me go back to Mexico. I thought you were proud to be Mexican.
It's not like they're going to a strange land.
Women are like children. They don't know anything. How bad does it have to get before white people wake up?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that from a white guy. Watch this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel by becoming a member of the FallenState.tv or Jesse Lee Peterson Locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. James, I have some really funny to share with you that I just found out.
Cool.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
The Anchor Baby has walked around with ash on his head.
as a little Anchor Baby Bambino?
Yeah. he just told me right now. He like, I had ash on my head before. I'm like, what the? Am I right, Anchor Baby?
I didn't know you were going to out me.
What the?
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. I remember either once or twice we had a mass and everybody lined up, just did what everybody else did, and then they put the ashes on my forehead. I sat down, and then I like wiped it off with my uniform.
And one other thing, he was eating that Lord's Supper that the Catholic people gave you.
That's right,
breaking bread,
the communion.
That's what it's called.
Eucharist, communion, whatever thing.
Eucharist. Is that the same as Jim Caress?
I don't know. Eucharist. Eucharist thingamajigger.
Do they wear the black spot when they're doing the Eucharist?
No, Eucharist, you take communion every so often in the normal churches.
Oh.
You know, the saltines and the grape juice.
When was the last time you had the bread, James?
It's the bread. It's interesting.
Probably a few years.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's interesting. Christ said, here's some bread. When you eat this bread, you're eating my body.
We had crackers.
Meaning that you're eating my wisdom. When you eat this bread, you're eating my wisdom. They'd have made that into a ritual. And every other Sunday or so, now they eat bread, think they have something to do with Jesus. And he said, here's some wine. When you're drinking this wine, you're drinking my love. And now they have wine every other Sunday and thinking they're drinking Jesus' blood.
Wow.
I was like, what the? They turned everything into a ritual. And Christ said, it is done. It is finished. No more of those traditional, what do you call those things? That they do.
Rituals?
Rituals. But they do in rituals. And they are never drinking God's wisdom, and they never drink his love. Because all the people who are doing that has no love. They are doing it because they are empty. If they were not empty, they would be doing no rituals. May God have mercy on their soul. And so the anchor baby used, anchor baby was, when he was a kid, they put the ashes on him. And then one day he was going out there to eat the bread of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. What happened, anchor baby?
That's true. The cat, one of the priests looked me in the eyes. I don't know. I still to this day don't know why, but he looked me in the eyes and just denied me the bread of Jesus. I think he knew I wasn't a Catholic. I had been confirmed and everything like in a previous school, but I don't know. He denied me. He told me to go away.
You ain't going to eat Jesus' bread. And Jesus didn't reject his bread to anyone. All who wanted it, he gave it to them. His wisdom. But that poor anchor baby, he's such a sinner. He was 5 years old. He didn't know.
An obvious sinner. Just at, look at him.
At five.
Oh, yeah.
What? Amazing. Let me go to Henry out of New York. Henry, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Henry.
I called in before, man. I'm just, I'm calling in today, but I really just want to make a stand, man, because I don't know if you remember before, I moved back home several years ago to take care of my mom. She was not well. And each time we thought she was going to pass, she didn't pass. But in that time, I found your show. And
were y'all disappointed
her.
When she didn't die? Y'all thought she was about to die? Like, oh, Lord, she lasted a little longer? What the?
Ironically, you know, she was such a strong personality. And, you know, she kind of ran the family, you know, and she had, I think God blessed her a lot because, you know, everything she touched turned out well, you know, in her career. Whereas her, me, and my sister, we didn't do so well. And a bit of a narcissistic behavior. She didn't enjoy it. She didn't, like you would tell it to me, you know, she didn't know what she was doing.
Right.
You know, she didn't know. She did the best she knew how to do. And she was tremendously generous, maybe spoiled us a little too much. And you know, I put her in hospice when she got really sick, and I was there with her every day. And, you know, we talked, and, you know, everything was healed. Except for now, I have the sadness I can't shake. And I hate myself because this world seems so odd to me, man. It's like I never was black with black things. I never was that, you know. I always walked my own way. I never liked the chip on the shoulder that my family tried to put on me. I never liked black food. Never did nothing, you know. But when growing up in the 80s and 90s, that was fine. I walked my own way. I did new age stuff, you know.
Went out to LA. Why are you so sad right now?
I don't know. And that's the thing, you know. I don't know where I'm going to go. Like, you know, I was working a little part-time job, but I can't afford to keep this house. I have to sell this house, but I don't know where I'm going to go. You know, I became so comfortable here. And in the time I've been here, everything has seemed to be changed. You know, I don't have any friends anymore like I used to have. And I really don't know how to apply with the things you talk to move forward, man. I don't. I admire when I listen. My question for you is, how do you feel so? How do you deal with everything you see? I mean, you say not to be connected. Your shows expose people for what they are and who they are. But you seem so confident and so happy about your life and the people you work with. I've never felt that. I've never felt like I know what I'm doing in this world, and there's purpose. You know?
And your question is what?
How do I get that?
Stop thinking.
Stop thinking?
Stop thinking.
And what does that look like? I mean, you wake up in the day.
Why don't you stop thinking and you'll find out what it looked like.
I gotta listen to more of your stuff. How do you stop thinking?
By letting every thought pass. The only time you need a thought is when you're going to work, when you want to eat, when you want to get into your car or things like that. But you don't live by those thoughts. Those are tools that God gave you, practical to earn a living, take care of yourself while you're in your body on the earth. But he never meant for you to live by thoughts and emotions, because those things are evil. They are not you. Every tear that you share now, every fear that you have now, every emotional that you have now is of your father, the devil, but you're calling it you.
So when the thought comes and they're overwhelmed with the emotion, do what?
Relax in it and do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't try to get rid of it. Don't go into another thought, but watch it and go on about your life and let the light come in and destroy the darkness. The Father will send the Spirit of truth, and the truth will help you. It will make you free.
Do you deny it? Do you say, I deny it?
No, you watch it. Don't deny it. Don't call it you. Don't fight with it. Just watch it.
Don't call it me. Okay. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I got to learn what that is.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And you calm down so the truth can catch up with you and take over your life. It'll destroy the fake you and give you the real you, and you'll be fine.
Okay, brother. Okay.
And then whatever is happening in the world has nothing to do with you. All of your issues are inside of you. They're not on the outside of you at all. Whatever other people are doing, that's inside of them. Let them suffer. Let them die. You have nothing to do with it. Don't identify with it. It's not happening to you.
Right. So you see all these things, or you find out all these things that are happening in the world, lies been told, don't pay no mind to it.
Right. It has nothing to do with you. That's inside of other human beings. And most human beings love that kind of stuff. That's why they act it out, because they love misery. They love the thrill of feeling anger, feeling depressed, fighting with others, hurting others. It's an evil thrill, and they love it. So don't worry about that. Leave them alone. Let them live the way they want to live. Don't judge them.
And so when I watch your show and, you know, we see things that are so outrageously evil, just don't, you know, like, I get mad when I look at your show and
because you're playing God. That's why you're miserable. You're judging everybody and everything else. You're playing God. And God cannot help you as long as you play God. You have no right. You are bad at the people you're judging. The judger is worse than the judgee. Stop judging and live your life.
Yeah.
You're doing what your mama did to everybody. You became like your mama.
You're right. She had a lot of anger.
Yeah, and you.
She hate white people. I don't hate white people, but you know, I hate all the people that you know, all the lies, you know, the politics of Obama and all the things that black folks
I know, but you have no right to hate black people and what they're doing. That's them. And they want to live that way. Let them live that way. You have no right to hate them for that. That's the life they want to live. God doesn't change their lives if they don't want to. And God doesn't get mad at them. Why are you getting mad at them?
So when you expose the people, you're not mad at them? You're not trying to teach them anything?
I'm not trying to teach them anything. I'm not trying to expose anything but the devil. But I'm not trying to do anything. If they want to stay that way, right on. It have nothing to do with my life.
Right.
You need to I recommend you take your eyes off the world and watch what's going on inside of you so you can overcome evil inside of you.
Okay.
All of your misery, none of your misery is coming from the world. All of your misery is coming from within you. It's not outside at all.
Yeah, I realize I watch all that after outside because I'm lonely inside. I'm afraid to look inside. I'm like, what am I going to see? It's like, it's so much darkness inside.
You're going to see pure hell when you first look inside. But when you know that that's not you, then hell will disappear and heaven will appear inside of you and you'll be fine.
That's the tough part because the voices tell me it is you. You are that. You did this. You did that.
And when will you stop listening to the voices of the evil?
Right.
So I got to run, but do this silent prayer because of time. Call me again, Henry. Okay. But you got to work on yourself and take your eyes off everybody else.
You have therapy services, you said, right?
Like I have the best counseling service on this side of the planet.
Okay.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com. For individual and family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. It's the best.
Okay.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND.
All right, Jesse. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you,
man. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Joe. G.O., first time call out of Arizona. G.O.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, G.O.
Oh, man, I'm a big fan, big fan. Glad to be speaking with you. I've seen some of your old content when you had that wannabe Jerry Springer show. So I got two questions for you.
Yeah.
Number one, personal question. When did you start saying, or is there a story behind you saying, the way you say beta or ask, is there a story behind that? I'm just curious.
No, it just popped up out of nowhere.
All right. I like it. It's funny. But my serious question is, what do you say to the Bible thumpers that talk about justified anger? Because you said anger isn't of God, but the Bible thumpers talk about how even the scriptures point out that God himself was angry. For example, with the Israelites, with the golden calf or the flood and things like that. What do you say about that?
I tell them to suffer and die. Anger is evil, and they think that human beings, they think that human beings have the emotion of God. And God is a passionate God. He is not an emotional God. So just let them live. They love it. That's why they don't want to let it go. So leave them in their misery of anger. That's all. Don't judge them, but let them stay there.
All right. All right. Pleasure speaking with you, Jesse.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. You too, Gio.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Leave people in their misery. They love it. You better get out of their way or those same evil people would turn on you and try to hurt you because they are of their father, the devil. They have no love. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Brandy from Hawaii. The Lord will send you curses, confusion, and rebuke in everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done to forsaken him. Deuteronomy 28:20.
Amazing. Thank you,
Brandy.
Brandy from Hawaii.
On Rumble, a Rumble rant from Pastor Chatelet. Caller has not read the translation of those lyrics, referring to AJ, I believe, from Missouri, who is
saying Trump was too hard on Bad Bunny. The Bad Bunny lyrics during Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
Have him read the English version out loud in front of children and see how he feels, suggests Pastor Chatelet.
I think once he, if he hasn't read them, he will appreciate that the president spoke up about that. It's about time the president speak out about things that are just as well. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Popcorn's thump keg with another coffee. Jesse, is there a difference between a person who is for reparations and a person who is against reparations but would take the reparations money? If so, what's the difference?
Well, I'm getting my little reparation.
Is there a difference between you because, and somebody for it?
Because that's my tax dollars they're trying to give away. And since they're giving away my money, I want my money back. And now, and those who are for it, they want it because they ain't taxpayers. It's free money to them. But for me, I had to work for it. It's not free. Thank you, though. Very interesting question.
Another comment from Popcorn. He was the great white hope just said about Jesse Jackson, quote, he was a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts. He was very generous. No, not generous. He was very gregarious. Someone who truly loved people, unquote.
Who said that?
The great white hope.
That is not true. Jesse Jackson was anything but generous, anything but good.
Gregarious.
He wasn't Bulgarian. I don't know what that means.
I think he was probably gregarious.
What that means?
That means you talk a lot and are sort of friendly or something.
Oh, yeah, he was that. But he was not good. That movement that he represented was pure evil, and the people still suffered from it. The so-called civil rights movement. Amazing.
See, guys,
but maybe he was Bogaris, a Bogaris, or somebody Garris. Amazing. Thank you.
That's three things you disagree with Trump on. Hanez,
see?
Two coffees.
Yeah, I love the great white hope.
Me too. Sticking with it, sticking with it, sticking with it. Salute, says Hanez.
Stay with it. Thank you.
Anthony L., Ain't No Woman, 1972, Four Tops, number one hit.
How does it go?
Ain't no woman like the one I got.
Oh, no, they don't come bad to...
I heard Anchor Baby singing that.
Oh, you did?
No, in his heart.
Well, this before they put the ashes on his head?
It was or right before the priest right before the priest refused to give it to him. Because he was sinning. Steph 007, God bless you, Jesse. White, thanks, hands, heart, stars. You never fail to make me laugh. Tears coming out laughing.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with black people. So, you say black people what?
So entertaining.
Black people so entertaining. He black.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, greetings once again from this proud American living in Germany. With all this whole lot of mess, as Mr. Jim Hake says, what does the Great White Hope have to say today?
I'm glad you ask.
So am I.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me. I'm like a smart person.
I'm with
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
A genius.
Nice.
And a very stable genius at that.
Sent to us by God.
The Lord himself. Calvin from Ohio Coffee. I'm not a Republican, nor am I a conservative, but I'm telling you, Pam Bondi during our hearing is making you conservatives look horrible. Now I'm going to call soon and talk to you about it. So my question, do you believe in the party switch?
Well, I don't know what Pam Bundy said, but whatever she said, it's not making me look bad. It made herself look bad if she said anything that wasn't right. It only affect her, has no effect on any other conservative but her. Those are her views. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you. Looking forward to your call. Nick LaBoy, Morning JLP and crew on Rumble Rant. April 2nd, 1917 was the beginning of America's downfall. When Jeanette Rankin became the first woman to serve in U.S. Congress, America's real, original sin. LOL.
Amazing. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. L. Shout out to Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, and the rest of the D-Live crew.
Yes. Shout out.
Yes, shout out. The redheaded stepchildren. KB in Ohio, three coffees. Big smile. Jesse, I love you so much. You're on fire today. Why did you tell that lady that she's giving too much Jesus and that she sounds like a Christian? LOL, laughing out loud. I'm over here cracking up. Great show today. Another smile.
The Jesus people drive people insane because they're just words, but their heart is still wicked. What the? Thank you.
Indeed. And thank you, guys. Let me just double check on YouTube. I believe that is all for now.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. The hate report is coming up now. The hate. Not the fake, but the hate report.com. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support. And to the caller, Brian, out of first time call out of Arizona. David out of Chi-Town, better known as Chicago. And the callers that just dropped, but I didn't get to catch your names. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise. Oh, Lord, Bible Thumper Thursday. And then to the caller that called me today about from the Apostolic Church, whatever church. Call me back tomorrow. I have a little more time with the Bible Thumpers on Thursday. But I can't be playing with the Bible Thumper for hours on normal days. So call me back tomorrow. I believe it was Timothy from the Apostolic Church. And I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your support. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com. And stay present, folks. Keep your mind. Always know where you are and what you're doing. You can't go wrong. Keep your mind there. And slow down. Don't be in such a hurry. And let the truth operate through you. And it will. I promise you that. All right. I'm out of time. Bye, y'all. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.